If I knew you were pagan, I would have baked a cake. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In Oregon, two bakers could be in trouble with the state for refusing to provide wedding cakes to gay couples. Both business owners cited their strong opposition, not to gay people, but to gay marriage as the reason.
In Oregon, if you have a business that is open to the public, you have to serve the public.
So, Martin Sismar, who writes for Willamette Week, decided to see if the two bakeries might be willing to bake a cake for other biblically challenged occasions, such as a divorce party, a second baby out of wedlock party, and a pagan solstice party.
The pagan solstice party, I called on that one myself, actually, and we said that we needed just a white cake, very simple decoration, just a big green pentagram.
And the response to the pagan solstice party from the two bakers who had refused a cake to the gay couple?
They said, for 30 people, we have a couple options. We have two kinds of cakes you could have. About the diagram you want on the cake, I'm not sure how much extra that would be.
Perfectly willing to do it. So, does this demonstrate hypocrisy, providing dessert for a godless pagan ritual, but not for a gay wedding?
Yeah, I'll leave that to the readers to decide.
See, I don't know. A bakery willing to put a pentagram on a pagan cake, or to make a divorce cake, or a second baby out of wedlock cake, it sounds like a remarkable demonstration of tolerance. As long as your out of wedlock pagan divorce doesn't involve a couple of gay people. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.